He's usually asleep before.
I'm 15.
Well, let's begin.
I'm not surprised.
Okay, are we ready, guys? Let's begin. Okay. We begin now to try to finish up the sugya. See if we'll be able to finish it today. So, if we do, we'll be able to go weiter, but you got to finish the sugya. The sugya of Rov continues from Yud Aleph and Beis to Yud Beis and Aleph. Let's see the Gemara inside. From Rav Ashi Omar. Everyone got a Yud Aleph is Rav Ashi Omar. Let's see inside the Gemara. It says the Gemara like this. Rav Ashi Omar, Asiya Mishchita Atzma. Rav Ashi learns the halach of Rov from Shchita itself. Why does it say Atzma? What do you mean Atzma? What does Atzma mean? Rashi says, Asiya Mishchita Atzma, the Iri Ba'ad Hashta. That's what we've been talking about up till now in the Masechta, in Yoni Shchita. That's the Diuk Alosh of Atzma. We don't skip one word in the Gemara. Atzma. In all the other Makairis, the 10 Makairis, it doesn't say Atzma. It only says Atzma here. What's going on, Lamaisa? Why would it say Atzma? Arya, what's up, Shad? Rashi's Medayik. You see how Rashi doesn't miss a thing? Rashi was bothered by why it says Atzma. Because the whole Masechta till now is dealing with Shchita. So you know what Rav Ashi says? Wake up! Wake up! Discover America! It's Shchita is the Rov. You got 10 different topics of what a Rov is. This and this. Sorry, Mishtalech. Paradume. Egla Rufa. Everything, right? The first three were rejected. Last seven. He says, wake up! We're learning Chulin. Not Makis. Not Yuma. Not the not Ksubis. Different Masechtas. The other Shirim are learning. The Yeshivas are Masechtas Chulin. That's what Atzma means. What is Atzma? Rav Ashi says we're learning Chulin. And that's why Rashi says Shchita Atzma. Natan, you missed it already, the Hora. I can't believe it. Atzma. Why did Rav Ashi say Atzma? Rav Ashi Amar Asim is Shchita Atzma. Why does it say Atzma? Doesn't say Atzma like all the other 10 Makairis. Because until now we've been discussing Shchita. Rav Ashi says, open your eyes. You don't have to go to Sar Mishalech. You don't have to go to Egla Rufa. You don't have to go to murder. You don't have to go to punching your father out, right? You don't have to go all those topics. Look at Shchita itself. Look at Shchita itself. That's what Rashi says, the Medayik in the word. Us Mishkidatz, the Iri Bod Hashta. We've been talking about Maseches Chulin. We've been talking about Shchita. It's Mukkers right here. Now, a lot of guys, I want to clarify this. A lot of guys were bothered by this. And they said to me, Rebbe, if you learn out from the case of hitting your father, how do you know your father's your father? So, does that mean to say that your mother was Mazana? It doesn't mean to say that at all, God forbid. Of course our mothers were never Mazana. What it means to say is, even on the possibility that they were Mazana, you can assume that you're the son and he's your father. Because Rov Bilos, Holech Acher who? Her husband. That's what you understand how I just formulated? Of course we don't assume our mothers are. Our mothers are tzaddikin. The Shaila is, Lamaz, if on the possibility they were Mazana, you're still the son because based on Rov. That's how I want you to get how to formulate it. You shouldn't walk away and think that, God forbid Jewish mothers are Mazana, Rachman al Islam. Okay, that's the way you formulate it. That we assume, of course, your son. If anyone brings up the fact, even on the possibility she was, God forbid, a horrible woman was Mazana, you're still the son. Because Rov B is she was with what? With her husband, your father. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what the Lashon Atzma here means as well. So let's continue. Rav Ashi Amar Asiya Mishchita Atzma, Damar Rachman is Shchod V'Ochol. Shecht and eat. Maybe we should be afraid that what? At the place where the hole was, at the knife went in, there was a hole, and therefore it's really a treifa. There it is. We learn now it's talking about we go basa rov. Okay. I want you to get down. I wanted you to see a few rishonim on this. It happens to be a taisvus. I don't know why Taisvus doesn't ask it here, but I don't know. I was bothered by it yesterday and also this morning. Taisus on Chav Chesem and Beis and the other Rishon, the Ramban, the Rajba, are bothered by the following Kasha. And that is that there is a possibility that someone could in fact check and check well. What do I mean to say by that? It is possible to say that you could tear the skin and say that what? You don't have to, you can check the veshet. Veshet always, I asked Jake, if veshet is the esophagus, right? We could always check to see if the esophagus has no neck of by tearing the ore. It's called hasaris ha'or. Tearing the ore before the shechita. And that would reveal the esophagus, and there you have a good picture of the esophagus. So if you have a good picture of the esophagus, therefore, what do you mean to tell me we go basarov? Maybe I could check it. Who asked this kasha? Tosis asked this kasha in Chavches and Bezer Maskel Asa. Actually, it starts on Amar Aleph, the Tosis. Chavches and Aleph on the bottom, and it runs Damid Beis. The Ramban asked this kasha in the Rashba. Why do you go basarov? You could tear the skin and reveal the esophagus. So I want you to get the answers for this. There's two terutzim. One answer is, Tosis himself gives, and Yehuda elaborated on this in Seder, you can do this from today until tomorrow, but it's not going to show anything. It still could be a trefa. Because there's a certain malady or illness or sickness, God forbid, that can go on the esophagus that shows that it's red, and it's matrif like drusa. You know, drusa was one of the five psulim, and this is impossible to check the veshet mibachutz, because it's all colored outside red. And the redness of the illness is only nikeres bo. You cannot aim on damdomus acholi nikeres bo elim bifnim shuhu lavan. The only time you can see the redness is where? Inside the esophagus. Right? Because inside the esophagus is all white. So if you open up the inside of the esophagus, you can see redness in there and you see that it's a problem. But you can't see the inside of it. Even if you tear the skin, you can't get inside the esophagus. So even if you do this, Padika Tais says it's not going to work. That's Tais's answer. Tais gives a very practical answer. It's not going to be able to work. It won't be able to check. You can tear the skin from today until tomorrow, get it down that time. You can tear the skin from today until tomorrow, but it's not going to be able to let you see the inside of the esophagus, where you have to see the redness, which you may call it a trefa. All I'm going to be able to see is the outside. Okay. However, Tosus there in the second teretz, along with the Ramban on our daf, I gave you the Ran and the Chidushim Ran, and Dibra Maskil Dilma. The Ramban is Dibra Maskil Ha. We saw this inside. Aryeh, well, right. So what was the teretz we said? Remember what the second teretz was? You tear the skin by a korban pesach and kachim, what's it going to do? It's going to make it a mum. You don't want your korban to become a mum. So that might solve Basar Chulin, where you can have a moon, but it's not going to solve a korban. So Sam, get that down, please, okay? The Gemara we start off today saying the Makar is from Shechita of Rov, Atzma, that's what we're talking about in the Masechta. How do you know it's good? Maybe there's a Trefa. Maybe Lamaisa there's a problem. Halach Lamaisa. Maybe there's a problem. The Maisa said it's a Trefa. And the Gemara says, Lamaisa, well, we can't check, because if you check, maybe the hole was in the place where you put the knife. The Gemara says, Basar Rov. What do you mean? Tear the skin, reveal the esophagus, and you'll be able to see. Answer is, according to Tais, first teretz, you won't be able to see. Because the redness, that the malady that shows the treif, is only in the inside of the esophagus, where it's all white. And if it be red, you can see it, but you only can see the outside. Second teretz is, Tais, second teretz, and they're along with the Rabban Chidush Yeran, is that what? What's the second teretz? Is that might be well and good doing tearing the skin, but by kachim, by pesach and kachim, it's going to make it into a mum. And if you make korbanos into a mum, you got a problem. See, chulin, I don't care about a mum. I can eat, as long as it's not a trefa. If an animal has a mum that's a chulin, I don't care about that. As long as it's not a trefa, I can eat it. Problems with korbanos. Okay, very good. That's the teretz lemaisa we want to know what? We want to bring out with this chiddush. Okay. So the Gemara says, that's how we see from this din of shechita, this particular chiddush. We'll see if we have time to get back to this, a little bit of a chiddush, but I want to go a little bit right in the Gemara now. But that's the, I think it was the ninth marker shechita. Let's continue now. Everyone got in the Gemara? Take a look. Okay, let's see. Amar Rav Ashi. Sam, why don't you read? Go ahead. Amar Rav Ashi. Six lines on the bottom, Yud Aleph and Beis. Now we go to the last marker. Go ahead.
Rav Ashi Amar Asim Shechita Atma.
No. The Amar Rav Ashi. Next one. We did that already. Five lines from the six lines. Amar Rav Ashi.
Amar Rav Ashi. Amrita Lishmaita Kmeidu Rav Kahana.
Rav Ashi said, I said over this in the sugi in the presence of Kahana.
Vamri La Rav Kahana Kmeidu Rav Shimi.
And others say Rav Kahana said it over the presence of Rav Shimi. Excellent. Go ahead.
Vamar Lei. The Dilma Hechad Efshar. Hechad Dilma Hechad Efshar.
You know, maybe we go Basar Rov when what? Maybe you go Basarov only when it's impossible to clarify. When it's possible to clarify, you don't go Basarov. It's a very good kasha. Who says that we should always go Basarov? If you can clarify, clarify it. Yes? Look at Rashi there. Hey, Chedef, sure, guys, look inside. Go ahead. To clarify it. We don't rely on Rav. We have to check it from all 18 Trevis. Inami. You can wait by a katan and katana by Yibum, wait till they get older, and you'll know whether or not it's Sris. You'll know whether or not it's sterile. Namtin. So wait. Vahanach. All these Makoros that we mentioned, all these 10 Makoros, they're all what?
Not able to.
In impossible situations, correct. Then we'll rely on Rove, correct.
But
all 10. I mean, actually, the first three were rejected. The last seven. Well said. The last seven were all in case of Yefshur. How do you know in a case of Yefshur it's okay? Go ahead. Back to the Gemara. And he proves it. If you don't say what I just said, that we only rely on Rove when it's Yefshur, but when it's Yefshur, what? It's possible. Go ahead. That means Remeir will never be able to eat meat. Because I'm always worried in meat that maybe it's a trefit. Is that possible? You mean to tell me that you can never rely on a Rove when it's Yefshur? You don't say like this, then how could Remeir ever eat meat? What does that mean to say? I mean, when does Remeir argue? Remeir will argue on a case where it's what? What does Gemara mean to say when it says Dilo Temahachi? You guys tell me, what does Dilo Temahachi mean? If I don't say this Chiluk, that what, there's a Chiluk, Remeir is Chayash L'miyuta, then he should never eat meat. Because why? Because
he would be Chayash L'miyuta of the Shechita. Or that he would be able to get home.
In other words, if you hold what? If you hold we go Basarov all the time, Remeirus Chayash L'miyuta will be Chayash L'miyuta in what case?
If you might have shechted it in the place where there's a...
Right, but what Ariel's saying, in the case of Efsher, Yefsher, what are we suggesting? We go Basarov in all these cases of what?
Lo Efsher,
correct. But Remeir will be, we're looking for a Machlis to Remeir Nechom. Now, Tan, follow this. We're looking for Machlis Remeir Nechamim. So Ariel's saying correct. The only time we found all these Makoros when it's Efshar. That's when the Rabbanan say you could go Basarov. Remeir says, no, you can't. Even in the case for Efshar. So it means Remeir would never really eat a piece of meat. Which is nuts, no? We'll see why it's so nuts. Why is it so nuts to say maybe Remeir says you got to be a vegetarian? Let's see. Go ahead. Maybe what? How could you eat? Maybe can't eat meat according to Remeir. Go ahead. Maybe you'll say in a chanami like I just said. Maybe Remeir loves vegetarians, right? Go ahead. Oh, that's stuck. There, the Torah commands you to what? Eat a korban pesach. The Torah commands you to eat korbanos in certain cases, right where they were brought. Shlomim. Let's say you brought a shlomim. And then you have no choice. So you've got to eat flesh in that case. So Remeir, how could Remeir do it though? Oh, I'm always chayish l'miyuta, even when it's a yefshar. It's a great kasha. No? Ella, go ahead.
Ella, hechet efshar, efshar, hechet the lofshar, lofshar.
Read, Michael Lemaimer, I'm sorry, read before. Michael Lemaimer, what are you going to say to answer that kasha?
Ella. Ella, hechet the efshar, efshar, hechet the lofshar, lofshar.
So what does that mean? In other words, when do we go bus or what? When does Remeir Chayash L'miyuta? When what? Only when it's Efshur.
When you can't check.
When it's checkable. When it's Efshur Lavara, Remeir agrees to the Chum, you go Basar what? You go Basar Rov. I want you guys to get this Maskana Chlor. We're going to spend a lot. I want you to know a Chlor. The only time Remeir says Chayash L'miyuta when it's what? When it's Efshur. I'm sorry, when it's Efshur. When it's Efshur, he agrees to the Chachamim. So what's the Hachanami? Go ahead, what's Hachanami?
Hachanami, Hechad, Efshar, Efshar, Hechad, Lofshar, Lofshar.
So, so too by the Chachamim. All these seven rayas that we prove that we go Basar over, only what situation?
When you can't check it.
When it's Efshar, excellent. But when it's Efshar, how do you know you go Basar what? How do you know you go Basar Rov? There's no proof for it, none whatsoever. Get down in your notes. This is the difference between guys who've learned this Gemara and haven't. We've learned this Gemara, Baruch Hashem. And the Maskana of the Gemara is, bottom line, Is there a Meir's Chayes from Yudin when it's what? When it's Efsher Levarer, when it's Efsher agrees to the Chachamim, and the seven proofs we had for Rov are only what cases? Of Efsher Levarer. How do you know you go for a Ruba de Leitzah Kaman when it's Efsher Levarer? I don't know. Who's the one who asked that question? Rashi on the Daf. Rashi's going to ask, where do we have the wherewithal to go after a Rov that's Lo Yisrael Kaman, but it's Efsher Levarer? The Gemara says you have no Raya. Rashi is going to give two terutzim. Correct, Ariel. So, I was just telling Rabbi Safati right before Shir, a lot of people will say over that there's 2 days in Rashi in Chulin Yud Bezavaf. What is the makor of the institution Reuben Leitz Kaman? And what will they say? Halacha Moshe Sinai or what? Or a pasuk. I think that that's a wrong formulation. Those are guys that have not learned the Gemara Klor like we have. You follow what I'm saying? Let's not worry about it. I shouldn't say it like that, okay? But I'm saying that's someone who hasn't what learned it recently, let's say, okay? Someone who doesn't have a great memory, has learned it a long time ago. I think the way to say it is, what is the makor that we follow a rove when it's Efsher Levarer? Do you follow what I'm saying? I'm sorry. What is the makor that we follow a rove when it's Efsher Levarer, that's the seven makoros? But when it's Efsher Levarer, what's the makor? Either what? Halacha Moshe Sinai or the Pasuk again. Do you understand what I'm saying? The Gemara is not looking for the institution makor of Reuben Leitz Kaman in general. It's looking for the institution Reuben Leitz Kaman when it's Efsher Levarer and then we still go bust the roof. That's what Rashi offers. It's Halacha Moshe Sinai or it's the Pasuk again. Nothing. But the institution Reuben Leitz Kaman, we know from where? Seven makoros in what situation? When it is what? Efsher Levarer. That's the way to say it. You understand what I'm saying? That is the correct way to say it. Don't tell me in general it's the makor. It's not true. That's not the makor. Reuben de Leitz Kaman has seven steadfast makoros in the Gemara when it's Efsher Levarer. When it's Efsher Levarer, then Rashi offers a Halacha Moshe Sinai and a Pasuk. You following that, Don?
What is Efsher? We offer Rashi's opinion, or
Efsher? Yes, Efsher. You know, Ariel, as you said, is in the Gemara. Those are the seven makoros. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But when it's Efsher Levarer, the Gemara concludes we have no marker. So Rashi comes in and fills in the blank. So what is the makor? The makor is either Halacha Moshe Sinai or the pasuk again Nachamo. But don't tell me lock, stock, and barrel, the whole institution is of Reuben Leitz Kaman is either Halacha Moshe Sinai or it's what the pasuk. It's not true. Simply not true. The seven makoros give you the makor of Reuben Leitz Kaman when it's Efsher Levarer. When it's Efsher Levarer, either you'll say it's Halacha Moshe Sinai or you'll say it's the pasuk of Acharat Mahatos. Okay? Let's see the Rashi inside. You're doing a great job, Sam. Okay, that's the Gemara's. That's the way you read the Maskanas of Gemara. The Hachanami is that we have no proof according to the Chachamim in cases where it's what? Where it's a Reuben, what? When it's Efsher Levarer, it's Reuben Leitz Kaman. Are you got what I'm saying? Okay. Let's see Rashi from the last two on the Yud Aleph Beis and on the Yud Beis Aleph. Go ahead. Rabbi Meir? Go ahead, Sam. Yeah. Yeah, Reb Meir doesn't go Basar Rov. Go ahead. Yeah, read again that Rashi, Reb Meir.
Reb Meir, the little
Azel Basar Ruba. Oh, he's Chashlam Yuta. Go ahead. Yeah, and maybe it's a bad shchita. It's a treifa. Maybe there was a hole there. Go ahead. And don't tell me that he's a vegetarian. The Reb Meir loves vegetarians because when you do our Pesach, that's a, you know, I should mention that now. You know, I remember this came up. Rav Bleich writes about it. Let's say you have a guy who wants to be a gear. I spoke about Gary's actually on Shabbos in the Drusha. So you have a goy who wants to be a gear, very sincere, but he says, I'm a vegetarian. I cannot eat meat. Can you accept him as a gear?
No.
That's a major question. Because one of the mitzvahs is eating meat of korbanos when the Beis HaMikdash comes. So maybe one could say, if he's saying he's a vegetarian because it's against his religion, then we definitely can't accept him. If he's saying because of health reasons or whatever other reasons, you know, we don't care what other reasons are, then maybe you could accept him. Hear what I'm saying? The nitiya is that maybe we shouldn't accept him. I don't know. It's not so posh. Very interesting.
It's not so posh. You hear what I'm saying? It's interesting. Yeah, go ahead.
What if he says we'll make exceptions for korbanos?
Then that's definitely going to be good. But if he starts, if he starts telling religious reasons why, forget about it. Even though Rav Kook has a whole drasha, you know, that vegetarianism is the ideal. Kodem, the heter of Basar given to Noach, which is on the Avyad Zayin and Aleph, Basar Taiv was given, you know, by Noach, but by Adam Arishan, he didn't have a heter to eat meat. Basar Taiv is called steaks, lamb chops, veal, the whole story, right? Roast beef, we call Basar Taiv a Basar Chulin. I can tell you all the different meats, okay? Basar Taiv. What'd you say?
Do you have Romanian?
Romanian in Chicago, I've had it before, yes. The problem is, though, you know what? You know what? It's interesting, Rav Tendler Schlieffer, one of our rebbeim, you know, he doesn't eat veal. He does not eat veal because he feels that it's Tsar Bale Chaim. The way they make veals, they stuff them in these pens and they fatten them up. So he's a tzaddik, Rav Tendler. He doesn't eat it, Tsar Bale Chaim. He says, by eating veal, you're being machazik Tsar Bale Chaim. So, I mean, he's one of my rebbeim, but I beg to differ. I just don't follow him. I love veal. So, Lamaisa, I'll go with the other poskim against Rav Tendler Schlieffer on this nekuda. I love veal. So, Lamaisa, you know, I don't, it's an interesting nekuda. I want you to know it, but that's what he holds. Okay? All right. Let's see the Rashi, Sam. Top Rashi. Guys, you got to look inside. You'd base him out. Guys, look inside. Go ahead. Yeah. Well, you should eat them, and when you eat korbanos, you attain atonement. Malamed. You see that the atonement is totally on eating, right? Go ahead. So my what? So what are you going to say about those? I mean, those you have no choice. You have to eat. Ella what? You definitely eat. Elavada yachol. Oh, you definitely eat because we rely on what? We rely on the rov hecha de lo efshar, where it's not possible. And by buser of what? Buser of a korban, it's not possible, Lamaisa. I mean, of a behemoth, it's not possible. Go ahead. So what's a filoachi polig? What's a filoachi polig? Reb Meir, nevertheless, is cholik on the chachamim, and he asers what? He asers yibu with a katan uktana. Why? Because of the chshas that maybe they're what? They're a sris or an islandess. Yes. Remember Reb Meir? We're talking Reb Meir. Mishum de what? What's efshar? What's efshar? You can clarify. Let them grow up and see. Exactly. Go ahead. No. Go back. What is lididon nami? That's very critical, that phrase. What is that? Every phrase is critical. What does Rashi mean when he says that, lididon? What does lididon mean? Who's us? The Chachamim. How do we learn out what? How do you learn out what? What are we asking? How do you learn out rov when it's efshar levar according to the Chachamim? Because in the Gemara, the seven makars were e efshar. Excellent. Go ahead. Elavadai.
Elavadai.
Excellent. That's halacha Moshe Mitzina number one. Inami. Exactly. What's the difference between one and the next? You could go Basar Ruba Disa Kaman when it's Efshar Lavar Yefshar. You go Basar Ruba Disa Kaman when it's Efshar Yefshar either. Go ahead, Aham Milsa.
Aham Milsa, Sabchinan.
On this matter, we rely. Go ahead. That's why when you check the name, you don't check all 18, except for one. Go ahead. But a hole in the lung, we do check. Mishum what? It's very common that there's problems, lesions in the lungs. That's the one of the 18 we check. Bat Kinan. Go ahead, we do check. Go ahead. What's Vehecha mean? And where? Isrami. What's Isrami? What's Isrami mean? It happens. The Ifrasha, what's Ifrasha? Lost. Rea. Where what happens when the lung gets lost and you didn't check it? Go ahead. No problem. You can still eat. Why? Because we rely on the Rove. We paskin like the Chachamim. Paskin like the Chachamim. Even when it's Efshel of Arar. Go ahead. When you shecht, we assume it's good. But he concludes by saying what? Please don't publicize this. My psak about a lost lung. Because he says people are going to start being mezalzel, not checking the lung at all. So I think that's the correct way to read the Rashi and the Gemara. But it did dawn upon me though, Sam, when you're reading Rashi, maybe the way other people say it is not so crazy. What I mean to say is by this, maybe the way you could read the Gemara is that since you could reject the seven rayas and say they were limited only to what? Only limited to what? E.F. Charlevarer, maybe you throw the whole thing out. You hear what I'm saying? Now, since the Makoros only tell you half of Rov, meaning E.F. Shalavar, maybe it's not a good Makoros at all. I'm trying to be matzik the way other people would read it. You understand what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying? I'm saying that if the seven Makoros show me Rov, but they only show you Rov and half of the situation of Rov, E.F. Shar. So maybe it's not a good Makor at all, so we throw the whole thing out. So then E.F. Shalavar is the markers either from Halacha Mishnah Messinai, the whole stage of Ruben Lasek Amad, or from the Pasuk. Would you say why?
Why would you throw
I don't know. Maybe you'd say if it's not a, if the marker can't show me all the different applications of Rov, then maybe it's not a good marker. No? I'm saying that's the way other people could read it. I don't think that's the way Rashi's saying it, though. I don't think so. I think Rashi's saying it more like us. But I could see how someone would. How someone says that. When he says, Lididon, Nami Hecha Yafina Mino. Yes? I think the way we're saying it is much better. What'd you say?
We're already doing Kappa Rove, though. We're only doing Rove with Lysa, come on. We already split Rove. Why would splitting Rove another time make it worse?
I understand, but I'm saying all those Makoros are cases of E.F. Shalavar, or maybe therefore it's not a good Makor at all for Rove Lysa, come on.
So why wouldn't it be? Because we're already half of Rove. Why would half of
Rove? Well, we already have Ruben Issa come on.
Right.
I'm saying the Makoros that we offer for Ruben Lasek come on are broken down even further, so maybe it's not a good enough Makor at all. I'm hearing them. That's what I'm suggesting. I think the best way to read is like we're reading. Hear what I'm saying? Does everyone hear what I'm just saying, though? Arya, I'm just saying those people that want to say Ruben Lasek come on has two Makoros in general. Arya, Halacha Moshe Mishnah or the Pasuk, how are they reading it? They're reading it that these seven Makoros, Arya, these seven Makoros only showed what? E.F. Shalavar, maybe even only shows that. It's not a good marker at all. So you get rid of the whole thing. Even for E.F. Shalavar, it's not even going to be a good marker. I think that's a little bit of a stretch, though. I think you should learn it the way we're learning. Okay. This is the Maskonas of Gemara. That Rashi, Lididon, Nami Hedli Afina. Okay, let's start with the little tights of Sam. Okay? Let's go, guys. We got a lot to do. Okay? Let's start with the little Tosvos on Yud Bezum and Aleph. Please get it. The little Tosvos first. Let's start with the little Tosvos first, okay? Let's see. Go ahead. What do you say, Sam? Go ahead. Pesach v'kodshim.
Pesach v'kodshim, Michael Neymar.
Go ahead.
V'vaser taiva lopari.
Now, I found the pasuk, Yehuda. There is a pasuk in Chumash that says achalta vaser. Meaning regular steaks. Where is that pasuk? If you have a chumash or in your computer, Yehuda, I found the pasuk. We're looking for it in Seder.
Yeah.
It's Pirik Yud Beis Pasuk Tet Vav in Dvarim. You have a Tanakh or a chumash? Go ahead, Sam. Yud Beis Pasuk Tet Vav. You have the chumash there, Jake. You want to? Here, Natan, please get the chumash from back in Jazzy. Yud Beis Tet Vav. Yud Beis Tet Vav. What does it say? Okay, it's fine. Go ahead. What do you got? Go ahead. There it is. V'chalta basar. What parsha is it, Re?
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. Finish up the pasuk. Excellent. If Hashem says you can eat meat, how could the Gemara get the kasha out of their mouths? How could Reb Meir eat meat? That's what Tosfos is bothered by. It's a very, very simple kasha, but he's bothered by that. How does the Gemara entertain in their minds that Reb Meir should asur eating meat of chulin when the Chumash says achalta basar? What, you know better than Hashem? How could the Torah Shabbat pe? How could the Gemara suggest such a kasha? That's what Tosis is bothered by. Amazing. This is what Tosis is bothered by. What's Tosis's terrors? Go ahead. No, so read again. It says Tosis says, Mipesav, Kotcha Michael Neymar, Mibusar Taiva. Right? No, Mibusar Taiva, period. Stop there. Meaning we're asking from what? How could the Gemara entertain that Remeir should be Usar Mibusar? Mibusar Taiva. Right? How does Gemara say Remeir asks Achilles Busar Chulun? We see Busar Taiva, it's mutter to eat meat. Everyone's got to learn a Pasuk in Chumash. How can Gemara bring this up? Yeah, go ahead.
Lo parit, mishum dinira demidoraisa, lo payush remeir lemuta, ela midorabana.
Wow. You know why the Gemara didn't bring this up? That's what Tosis is asking. Why didn't the Gemara bring this up? I mean, the Gemara has a havi remeir's also yibasa. How could the Gemara say it? Should have said mibasa taiva. I'll tell you why. Let's get this down. Tosis mechadish achidish niflo. The remeir is chayish lemuta is only a dindorabanan. Wow. It's only a din derabbanan. The whole institution of Remeir being chayish lemiyuta is only rabbinic. That's a collector's item. Tyson Bechairis says the same thing on Daf Kof. Okay? Tyson says it in Bechairis Daf Kof. We're going to elaborate on it in a few minutes, Blinetter. But this is the kasha of what Tyson. And Tyson answers and says that what? A din derabbanan came much later after the Torah. Yes, the Torah came first. We got the Torah of Parshas Yisro. The din derabbanan came much later, so we have no problem of a chalta basar. Remeir would say, of course, you could eat basar. Hashem said to, but there's a later chumra of the derabbanan that was imposed that not to what eat basar, and that's not a problem. Now I thought of a Baruch Hashem. We were mechavin this morning to the Rishash, right here in this Tosis. There's a famous Taz, you got to know this Taz. Anyone who's a Talmud Chacham knows this Taz. Rav Shachar Shlita said it to us many times. Continues to say it. So what does the Taz say? That the Chachamim never aser anything that is beforeish in the Torah that it's mutter. Please get it down. I'm going to write it down, actually. Let's write it down. The Taz says that the Chachamim will never aser anything mefurish, anything that the Torah mefurish says is mutter. Famous Taz. Few places he writes in Shulchan Aruch. Taz, kol davar, shatira mefurash, mater, Chachamim, lo yachol lasor. I'll give you a famous example that he gives. Are you allowed to play a musical instrument on Shabbos or Yontif? Yes or no?
No.
Din derabbanan. You might build a guitar, which is deraisa. Back in the potash. How do you blow shofar on Yontif of Rosh Hashanah? Is it Rosh Hashanah Yontif? Because a chum cannot what? Undo something. It says in the Torah you got to blow on Shabbos. You got to blow on Rosh Hashanah. Now on Shabbos we got rid of it because why? Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, Shabbos, Gzera what? Gzera of Rabbi, you might carry. But he's not getting rid of Mitzvah Rosh Hashanah, of Mitzvah Shofar completely. That's one day when it comes out on Shabbos. He's not totally getting rid of the Mitzvah Shofar. But he says, isn't it also to play the instrument? So how do you blow Shofar on Yontif? The answer is this Taz. That's how the Taz develops this theory. Ariel, you got it? Yeah. You got to know the Taz. That's how he develops this theory. So I was thinking, this Tosus that we just learned is smack against the Taz. Because what did Tosus just get through saying? That the Torah says you can eat meat. And what does the Gemara say according to Meir? You cannot eat meat. Because there's a Choshesh Lemuta and that's a Din Derabbanan. Isn't Remeir being Kovea Derabbanan against something explicit in the Chumash that's Mutter? Smack against the Taz. Get it down in your notes. The Rishash writes, our Tosus is smack against the Taz. Baruch Hashem, we were mechavin that. It's in Yordea Simen Kuf Ches, and in Choshem Mishpat Simen Beis. Dover Mefurish Betor Shum Mutter Ein Kok Be'archam Lasro.
Where
are you in there? It's in Yordea Simen Kuf Ches, and in Choshem Mishpat Simen Beis. It's also in Yordea, I thought, and Kuf Yudal, I think it is also. I think so.
Wait, so how is Tosfos against Taz?
Because what did Tosfos say? Tosfos said, why did the Gemara bring up Akash? How could the Gemara say Remeir shouldn't be able to eat meat according to Remeir? It says Basar, Machalta Basar. What's his answer? His answer is that what? The Chosh Lemutik Remeir is much later in history. It was a Din Rabbanim. It's a Chumra Min Rabbanim. It came long after the Torah. But what comes out? Comes out that the Rabbanim are being answering something that's before Shem Torah, that's Mutter. That's smack against the Taz. You know what I'm saying? So we're machaving to the Rishash, bro, because Rishash makes this Arab. That our Tisus is smack against the Taz. Okay? It's a beautiful Chiddush. Everyone got it? Ariel, you got it?
Yeah.
Okay. You got to know that Taz. Not only you got to know that Taz, you got to know our Tisus that's against the Taz. Okay? All right, go ahead. Yes, so now the kasha gemara makes sense. You should be machmer on yourself in the rabbanan. Don't eat basar at all. Be a vegetarian.
V'afilu?
And even if you're machmer by other basar, however, what the gemara asks? Why can't you be machmer by pesach and kachim? Because those are mitzvahs. You're mechuyev to eat those. So that's how you read the gemara. That's how you read the gemara. Go ahead. Huadin. Excellent. So what does it mean at the end? He says, just like Remeir says there's a chiluk between the Rabbana, between Efshar and Efshar. Meaning, when is Remeir Chai Shlemiuta? When it's what? When is Remeir Chai Shlemiuta? When is Remeir Chai Shlemiuta? When it's what? When it's Efshar Levar. Only with Rabbanan is he Machmer. But when it's Efshar, is he Machmer?
No.
No. Excellent. So too, according to the Chachamim. What's Huadin Nami the Chachamim? That what? That you should be machalik and say what? That you should be machalik and say what? And say that when did the Rabbanan say you go basar rov? When it's Efshar Levarer. But when it's Efshar Levarer, you have no raya. That's a Rashi stepped in and said what? Either Allah from Sinai or what? Or the Pasuk again, Rakhrab Lahatos. So that's interesting. Now, I just want to point out to you on this last line that there are Gedolei Achronim that are bothered by this. There are Gedolei Achronim that are bothered by this, Lamaisa, and they say, you know what? What's the big deal? We don't really understand how this could be, Halacha Lamaisa. What do you mean we don't understand how this could be? They say the comparison they don't like. Why don't they like the comparison? Because on Dinim D'Oraisa, it's not Shachtim and Mechalek, between Efshar and Lo Efshar. Why? And the Mishnah says in Yadayim, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Beis, Ein Lamedim D'Rei Torah and D'Rei Sofer. So Torah is different than what? Torah is different than the Rabbanans. But my response to that is called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Ken D'Oraisa Tikkun. You know, how do those things, two things square? On one hand, Ein Lamedim D'Rei Torah and D'Rei Sofer. On the other hand, what? Called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kehendi Rais HaTikkun. You know what? When we make rabbinic, the Rav would always say that. The Rabbanan, when they make takanas, they didn't make it in a vacuum. They modeled after Dindi Raisis. You follow what I'm saying? So you see clearly, Allah Lamaisa, that I think Lamaisa, the Rumesoda says, I mean, they're bothered by if the Raisa in Lechalik, Efshaloy Acham Lechalik. That's what Tosfos and Bechoros on Daf Chof says. So Tosfos and Bechoros on Daf Chof says, like I just said, get it down. Tosfos and Bechoros Chof HaMarav actually says like this. It's amazing. They follow what the Torah does. So if the Torah does it, then the Rabbanan do it. So therefore, Lamaisa, I don't think the comparison is so crazy at all. And that's the pshat lamaisa that emerges. Okay? We got that? So how do we summarize this tesis? Let's get it. That what? How do you summarize this tesis? That how could the Gemara bring up a question to say Remeir shouldn't be able to eat meat when the pasuk says in Chumash what? Bechalta basar. The Gemara should have asked that. What's the answer? The answer is the whole institution of Chai Shlemiut is only what? The Rabbanan. And that came long after the Torah. What are we mechavin to the Rishash? It's against the Taz. The Taz and anything in the Torah is beferish mutter or kamken asher. That's exactly what's happening here. And then Tais continues and says what? That's all well and good by regular basar, but by Pesach and Kachin, the Gemara says you have to eat that so you can't oppose a chumrah. And then how does Tosfos conclude? That if on a Derabanan level, they of a Chalakdin, Efshul, Efshur, so too on a Diraisa level as well. And some Gedol Achron, the Lev Aryeh, the Merumei Sod are bothered. How can you compare the two? What do you mean how you compare the two? I'm saying that's the whole notion called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kandi Raisa Tikkun. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kandi, and he asked that. You have a Tyson Bechiris? Aryeh. Want to bring Mesechus Bechiris there? In that pile, Mesechus Bechiris, okay? Tais has a lashon like this, that it's a model. Okay, please get this down. When we talk about Chayshu Shlemiyuta, there is a Tais in Chulin, Pevavim Ezim Asko Somach in Bechiris, Taf Chavar Naski Boyezema. Please get this down. When there's no Chazaka helping it, then we're Choshish Lamait, only the Rabbana. What happens to him if there's a Chazaka helping out the Miut? Thank you, Yehuda. Thank you very much. What happens when there's a Chazaka helping the Miut? Then he's Choshes the Raisa. So a mayor is only Choshes the Rabbanan when there's no Chazaka helping the Miut. But when there's a Chazaka helping the Miut, then we're Choshes the Miut, Midi Raisa. Taisin Yavamas Kufiut Tester Mask Machvarta says, I'm not sure. He says, I'm not sure. Even when a Chazaka is helping the Miut, maybe it's only the Rabbanan. So please get the three sheetas. Tosa says by us, Reb Meir, the whole institution, he says. Choshes the Miut is the Rabbanan. Taisus and Chulin Vevav and Inivamis and Bukhiris Tavkov say if there's a Chazaka helping out, he's Choshen the Raisa. If there's no Chazaka, the Rabbanan. And then Taisus and Yavamis says, I'm not sure. Maybe it's still the Rabbanan. So there really are three Taisim and Shas on this topic of when Reb Meir is Choshen Lemuta, guys. I want you to know it. I want you to know this, Lemaisa. When Reb Meir Lemaisa is Choshen Lemuta, see the Taisim and Bukhiris that we were mentioning. Is on Davkov. Taisa Mechiris is on Davkov, Lamaisa. So let's see if he adds that lashon that we ourselves are we're interested in. What is the Taisa Dermaskal V'E? If you look in Mechiris, Dermaskal V'E, Lamaisa, V'E is V'E by Yisemi, you gotta say, right? So you know what he says? Listen to this. He says, I'm reading the lashon. Af bishul yachlu lahamid sham zirasa. Hem yidu hechad efsher. Hacharam midraisa hechad efsher. Efsher hechad lo efsher. Livdog lo efsher. Dimisi deraisa in chilu bein basa lo efsher. Lo hayilu chacham lachush ligzor hechad efsher. Wow! He says exactly what we said. That Rabbanan patterned themselves after deraisa. Kevin shero shu makam shlo chashu. He goes hechad efsher. Exactly. That's what it says. So I don't know what they're bothered by. The Gedolei Achronim Rumi Sodelei Varyeh. The Tosha speaks out that if the Rabbanan made the distinction, they got to have to get it from somewhere. So how does that square that institution between the Rabbanan making a Takana, they modeled after the Raisa with the din of Ein Divrei Torah, what? Is Ein Lamedim Divrei Torah and Divrei Sofrim. How would you learn that? It's not a contradiction, no. There's rabbinic Takanas were patterned after a Raisa. That's fine. But that doesn't mean they're identical, right? I guess that's what you have to say. It's an interesting question that comes up, but I want you to get it down. Okay. It comes out, and then it comes out like this, and then we got to start the next Tisus. Is the following. The Rosh Yosef says, and I gave it to you. The Rosh Yosef is where? On Yud Beis Amud Aleph, on that Tisus. If I ask you, what are the two pathways to learn the Makor of Reb Meir? What are the two pathways? Choshesh Lemiyuta. Mina Torah is Choshesh Lemiyut only b'makom Efshar. Ji Efshar is Moda the Chachamim. Yes? What did Rabbi Kiva of Tarfon say?
Rabbi Kiva was...
Rabbi Kiva said no one ever would have been killed. They're Choshesh Lemiyut when? Midi Araisa. Because it was the Rabbanan. How could a Din the Rabbanan ever what? Get out of Biarta Rabbi Kerbecha. There's a mitzvah to kill guys that are Rishoyim. So Rabbi Kiva of Tarfon hold that Choshesh Lemiyut is the Araisa. Rabbi Rosh Yosef says, Rabbi Meir says only the Rabbanan. And he's only Choshesh when it's Efshar. That's the first pathway. What's the second pathway? Natan? That Mina Torah, Rabbi Meir's Moda, you're not Chayesh Lemuta at all. It's only the whole thing's only the Rabbanan where it's Efshar. And when there's a Chazaka helping it, then the Raisa, it's Mechsa Mechsa. So therefore, you be Chayesh Mini Raisa. So how many pathways according to Rabbi Meir? According to Rosh Yosef? Two. Number one is what? He's only cautious when it's b'makom efshar. When it's yefshar, you agree what? With the chacham, you go b'sarov. So he's only cautious with Rabbanah. Which Tana is cautious? Which Tanoim? Are cautious with the Rebekibra of Darfon? Because it's the Rabbanah that never would supersede beyond the Rabbi Kabecha. What do you mean no guy would ever get killed? That's the first pathway. What's the second pathway? That media writes him. He's Moda, ain't Chosh Lemud. It's only the Rabbanah he's Machmer, only when it's Efsher. But when it would prop up the media writes him, when the Chazaka helping it out. He agrees with that. Dice later on and pay Vav and Beis. Okay. Excellent, guys. Okay, let's go now. Let's go weiter now. We go weiter in the previous tices. Let's go, guys. We got a lot to do. Okay? Sam, let's go. Okay, let's go. President's Day, what's the difference? President's Day, more learn Torah. What's the difference whether it's President's Day or not? Regular schedule in the learning. The kviyas lamais. Dr. Drazi, you mentioned President Reagan yesterday. You should mention today, President's Day. Okay, lamais. Okay, let's go, guys. Here we go. Let's go. You know the story. He's only mentioned President Day. You know the story with President Truman. You know the story with President Truman. The chief rabbi of Herzog, Zatzal, came to meet him. And he said, you know why your mother gave birth to you? Because you could help proclaim that Israel be a state. That's the reason why your mother gave birth to you. And he sat and he cried in the Oval Office chair for 20 seconds, they say. He sat and he sobbed the way the Herzog Zatzal told him. The way he told him that, he had the guts to get up and say before the UN's proclamation that the United States recognizes Medina's throne. This was President Truman. So that's a story, Lechvod what? Lechvod President's Day. You want another story? Another story, guys. We've got to get to the Tisus, though. But there's another story I'll tell you. We're learning that it's actually connected with the Tisus. I think it was around 66. The Prime Minister was Levi Eshkol. And he was visiting the ranch of President Johnson in Texas. And he was meeting with him because they needed to get fighter planes. And the U.S. had not been agreed on to give them, I think they were F-4s, before the F-15 was even created. And he was showing him around the ranch. He was driving himself his pickup truck. And they saw a cow about to give birth. He stopped the car. And he was a rancher. He knew how to birth a cow. President Johnson. He grew up on a ranch. Levi Eshkol also did because he grew up on a kibbutz. So they both had this gigantic cow. If you don't know what you're doing, you could get killed yourself. Or the animal could die, the calf or the cow, or you could die if you don't know what you're doing. And they birthed the cow. Can you imagine that?
Crazy.
It is an unbelievable story. And Levi Eshkol said because they themselves bonded at that time, that was the reason why he agreed to give them that force. Wow. That's what he said. He said they had bonded at that time, and Hashem created Yitzhak to the Shemaya that he said, this is my buddy. I'm going to give him that force. This is what they say. Okay, let's go fight now with the Tites. Okay? Go ahead. Let's see. Guys, look inside. Look inside. You're all from the bays on the bottom. Let's see inside. Go ahead, Sam. Let's go. Yes. Yes. See how the Gemara says, oh, according to the mayor, how are you going to eat a steak? The Gemara didn't say, how are we going to eat a steak? What is that mashma? That we don't hold like Rameyer. Rameyer's got a problem, not us. Mashma, go ahead.
Mashma is a little kind of like Rameyer.
Beautiful. So he says, our Gemara clearly say we don't hold like Rameyer. Now he's going to point out a steer. The kasha.
Kasha.
Pasik.
Rameyer.
Pasuk of Yochanan. Mishum.
Mishum is a little rachma le
Elim Cain.
Elim Cain Yalda.
Okay, what does this mean? This means the following. We actually mentioned this with Tos Leichus. We found her where we said, remember we found it? If you buy a cow from a goy. Okay? Right? Let's say you buy a cow from a goy. Let's say Levi Eshkol would buy that cow from President Johnson. Right? Say he would buy it. So the din is, Any subsequent animals that animal gives birth to, how do I know if it's a Bechor or not? Because what do we do with a Bechor? They ask Kedusha, you got to give it to the Kohen, goes on to his back. How are you going to know that? So there are certain signs. If an animal is producing milk, as Jake said this morning, lactating, if it's lactating and producing milk, that's usually a rye that already had given birth once in its life. So any subsequent kids or calves are not a Bechor. That's one way of showing it. What's another way of showing it? If you have a calf that's walking around with this cow every second, obviously it's showing mercy on what? The cow is allowing the calf to walk around. It's obviously there's a bond. Obviously it's a kid of the cow. Yes? You follow me, Sam? So therefore, what does he say? If you buy a behemoth from a goy that was already lactating, it's punter. Because we can assume that the kid that calf is walking around shows that was already born already. So any subsequent kids are not a bechor. Go ahead, aval.
Aval mitam chalav lo mipatra.
Why can't you do the why can't the lactating show alone that it what? That it already had animals. What do you see from that? Elim Cain. Go ahead, aval mitam chalav.
Aval mitam chalav lo mipatra.
Lo miftara.
Lo miftara. Ela gav yiro behemos enon.
Chovos.
Ela imkein yildos.
Oh, Alma.
Alma chashinan lemiuta.
So you see Tosis Kasha? You see from that Gemara chashinan lemiuta. Because the Gemara said the only reason why I know that when Levi Eshkol bought those calves from what President Johnson brought the cow, then any subsequent animals are not bechor. Because why? When he bought it, it was lactating. And not only when he bought it, there's a calf hanging around it. Why do you have to have the calf hanging around it? Why can't you just rely on the fact that it's lactating? Rove behemoths only lactate when they have kids. The answer is because we're chosh lo what? Lemutus. You need the second reason that it's hanging around, the calf's hanging around the cow. So you see from that Gemara, chashin lemutus, it's against our Gemara. Stira. Are you got it? Remember what we said, right? You got the stira? Okay, our Gemara is what? Not chayish lemuta that Gemara is. Okay, let's go. Go ahead. The aim what? Go ahead. Now he's going to don't give the following answer. Avagav.
Avagav, the lake of chazaka, the hade miyuta.
Even though there's no chazaka with the mute. So maybe you'll say like this. Maybe the only time you're chayish lemuta is when there's a what? When there's chazaka with it, like we said before. No way, because the chazak here is the other way. Here, go ahead.
Because
if you establish the behemah and a chazak that never gave birth, exactly. So in other words, oh, you want it? What's the mute? The mute is telling me that maybe what? What's the mute telling me? Rove behemahs give birth if they had milk. So he says, don't what? Don't be mechalik and tell me there's a chazaka with the mute, and therefore rechosh the mute, because over there is no chazaka with the mute, right? Because if we, what would be the chazaka? What's the presumptive status? That it never had kids. Adarabba, go ahead. Hemed vlad v'cheskes. That it's not kadosh b'bechayra. Yeah, the bechor has no kedusha only when what? When does the Bechor get its Kedusha? When it comes out of the womb. But before that point, right? Before that point, it has no what? It has no Kedusha. You don't go after the Chazakas Behema Shalo Yalda. So in other words, what are we trying to say? We're trying to say the Rove tells me it already had what? It already had kids. And therefore, any subsequent kids are not Bechor. So when he brings up this notion of Chazaka, which way is the chazaka going? Let's figure this out. Which way is the chazaka going? I want us to think here. Which way is the chazaka going here? What do you say? Which way do you think the chazaka is going in this case? Right? What are you saying? Only over there, Petura Mishum, because you're allowed in the what? The mute with the chazaka. Because Zamchina Miyuta L'chazaka. But Taisus Lamais argues in the Rabbanan time and says, even what? Even with the chazaka. But the Bechor, the Kedusha, doesn't happen until when? Until it gives birth. So what's the Chazaka? What's the Chazaka over here? Again, what does our Gemara say? Our Gemara says what, Jake? we're not kosher lemut. Yes? Because it said, you, Reb Meir, how are you going to eat a steak? What is our, what does the Gemara over there say? What does the Gemara over there say? We're kosher lemuta, because otherwise the milk would be enough. So we're kosher lemuta. But how would I get out of that? Maybe I could say I'm kosher lemuta when there's a chazaka, with combining with the mute. The problem is, over there, there's no what? Avagav the lake of chazaka b'hadi mute. Why is there no chazaka with the mute? Because if there would be a chazaka, what's the chazaka? That it never have given birth, right? The chazaka would be that it never have given birth. So the chazaka would be with the mute that what? Maybe the mute tells me it hasn't had kids, right? The mute tells me it hasn't had any kids, right? Rove say if it lactates, it had kids. Mute is no. Maybe it's an exception, it has milk without kids. So the mute goes with the chazaka. What's the chazaka that never had kids before? He says, Adaraba. That chazaka is really not good. Because why? It's an assumption that its womb is not kadosh. It hasn't been kadosh till the kid comes out. So we assume a kid hasn't come out yet. Lamaisin. And therefore what? Adaraba hemed vlad diamrin uki beim mecheske shelo yolda. Adaraba hemed vlad mecheske sheno kadosh bebechayra. And therefore what? It comes out that we would not go after the chazaka of the ema that they haven't given birth. And therefore, Rechoshish Lemiut Bilvad. So what does he want to say here? The Bechor is not Chal Kedusha till when? Till afterwards. So what do you see from here? What do you see from here? What's he trying to bring out? He's trying to give our answer that maybe Rechoshish Lemiut if there's a chazaka here. But is the chazaka on what side here? That's what he wants to say. He says, don't be Mechalik and say, well, there's a chazaka. That's when Rechoshish Lemiut. The Hasam Chashin, even though there is no chazaka with the mute. Why is there no chazaka with the mute? Because if we say Uki b'meim and the cheskes shelo yolda, that it never has given birth, then Adaraba hemid vlad b'cheskes sheino kadosh b'bechayra, and that it was bavadai chulin. It was chulin was in the mother's stomach, right? When does it get its kedusha, Ariel? When it actually comes out. But in, before that time, when it's in utero, is it kadosh? No. It's not kadosh. So you're going to tell me it's not kadosh. What are you going to say, Lamaisa? You're going to tell me the chazaka is really what? The chazaka is really going against it. So you cannot go after the cheskes behema shelo yalda. You cannot go after the cheskes behema shelo yalda. Why can't you go after the cheskes behema shelo yalda? Why can't you go after the chazaka that hasn't given birth? Because going after the chazaka, the behemoth, it hurts you. Because it's saying that if it's in what? If it's in utero, it's not holy. Right? If it's in utero, it's not holy. So if it's in utero, it's not holy. Obviously, we're cautious what? We're cautious to the mute that what? That it had kids. And therefore, you're pater from Bechayra. You're pater from Bechayra, halacha l'maisin. Because it says you're pater from Bechayra. Why is it pater from Bechayra? Only when the kid's running around. Why is the milk not enough? Because I'm choshel mute. You have to come on to the kid. Maybe the mute, I'm choshel mute with the chazaka. The chazaka is really that what? What is the chazaka? The chazaka is telling me that it's really what? It's really not a b'chor. Ain't the b'chor, k'dusha l'mishasha, potas aim. What are you going to say? Iyamrina uki behema becheske shelo yalda? You're going to try to say, even though there's no chazaka, body mute. There is no chazaka. There is no chazaka. Don't be mechalik and tell me that what? That the chazaka were chayshish with the mute, and therefore chayshish with the chazaka, the awesome chayshish mute, even though there is no chazaka with the mute. Because you established the behema. What is the mute saying? That it never gave birth before, even as milk. But the chazaka is becheske shelo yalda. You want to say that? That type of chazaka will help the mute. What's the mute? That a mute of lactating animals give birth. Maybe the chazaka is also never given birth, so that'll help it out. Adaraba. You could establish the vada and a chazaka that it's not kadosh b'bechayra. When was the thing in existence in utero? In utero wasn't kadosh. That would even tell me that what? Maybe it had a behema, maybe it had other children from before. So if you want to go presumptive status, you could go all the way back to utero and it's not kadosh in utero. To me, that's a chiddush, because why? I mean, that's not a viable fetus when it's in utero. It's not living on its own. Why do you take that into account? Tosis does, though. Tosfos takes it into account and he says, no way, it's not Kadosh Lamaisa, and therefore it's very possible that what? It's very possible that there was no Kiddush at all. And you don't go Basa the Chazaka Behemah that it what? That it never gave birth. You don't go Basa the Chazaka that it never gave birth. Maybe it did give birth. Maybe it gave birth to other Behemahs before. And the presumptive status is that it's not Kadosh, it was in utero. Okay, he scratches that answer. He says, oh, we're back to our steer. Our Gemara says, we're not Chosh Lemuta, Holach Lemaisa. That Gemara says we are. Okay, go ahead. Let's see the Terrence. Go ahead, Sam. Yesh Lomar. Go ahead. Wow. Rabbi Yochanan only Paskin like Shum Gamliel, only in that one case. Only in that one case where it had a kid walking around. But what? Marina Hanami, Rabbi Yochanan what? Only Paskin like him like Rabbi Shum Gamliel in that one case that we poter. Yes? But we're Medayik from Shum Gamliel. He doesn't hold of the Rove. He's not Somech on that Rove. On that, Rabbi Yochanan didn't Paskin like. In other words, I happen to agree with you that if a kid's walking around, we assume it's had kids already. But let's say a kid wouldn't be walking around. I still would rely on lactating. Rabbi Shum Gamliel doesn't. You understand what I'm saying? But me, myself, the Amor Rabbi Yochanan relies on the Rove. So it's no cash anymore. Our Gemara relies on the Rove. Rabbi Yochanan relies on the Rove. Rav Shum Gamliel doesn't. Okay, we don't. He's not possible. Rav Shum Gamliel. Go ahead. Vinafkamina.
Mina lehecha shirinua shia shahaya lochalav kodem leda.
So what's Tosas bothered by? Let me ask you a question. Why does he need the Paskin Rav Shum Gamliel then? If he's able to rely on the what? If he's willing to rely on the Rove of lactating, so why does he even have to comment on that? I'll tell you why. Let's say I know for sure the animal lactated. I saw it. I saw this calf at the age of 5 days old was lactating. So then when it gets older, right? And I buy that calf that became a cow, how do I know it never had kids? How do I know that it had kids? Because the kid is walking around it. That's why it comes onto that. Go ahead. Vinafkaminish lehecha what? Nafkamina is where I know for sure it's from the mute that it has milk before it gave birth. Go ahead. So I know it's from the mute. Go ahead. Then I can't pater mitam chel. So what do I need to come on to? The kid walking around it. Exactly. Excellent. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan says I go bus a roll. Rabbi Shum Gamliel might not. Then he adds on. Go ahead. Now it fits beautifully. Even Rabbi Shum Gamliel holds that milk what? Milk potters. He just wanted to tell me a chiddush of the second thing, a kid walking around, it also proves it. In a situation where what it was lack, where I saw, Rabbi Shum Gamliel says, maybe that's Rabbi Shum Gamliel himself holds. That we his case is where you saw it lactating before, and Lamaisa doesn't prove anything. So how am I going to prove it had kids? If the kid's walking around it. So maybe Rav Shimon also is what? Nachai Shlemiyuta. And he's going to prove that now. Vahashta, go ahead.
Vahashta, Asay Shabir.
Now it works beautifully. Why does it work beautifully? Dashka Khan. Oh, he's never Chai Shlemiyuta. Bereish, go ahead.
The Lo Gazar. The Lo Gazar Sha'ar Mekamas.
Right, there's a big machlokas over their images. Reb Meir Aser, any image, statue, in any place, he said you cannot what use it. It's Aser Bahanal. Even though it wasn't made L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Because in his city, one time a year, they would bow down to an image. And he said, I don't like that, and I'm going to go to all makamos, all images, because of that, my place, where that happens one time a year. Because Reb Meir's L'Shitas is Chai Shlem Yutam. And what did the Rav Shum Gamliel say to that? I'm sorry. That's way too much. Rav Shum Gamliel matters all the Makomos. He's not Chosh Lemuta. So now it fits well. We thought originally Rav Shum Gamliel was Chosh Lemuta. Now we're saying no. If that's the case, why would he matter here in Avodah Zarah? Must be Rav Shum Gamliel also is not Chosh Lemuta. Not only is Rav Yochanan not, but also Rav Shum Gamliel. Yes? You got me? Rav Shum Gamliel is not Chosh Lemuta too. So now he's not against the Gemara Mechayrus with Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah Shomesh is not Chayes Lemuta. So too by what? So too by the case of Bechairus. He's not Chayes Lemuta. The only reason why I required the kid walking around the cow is because why? Because we saw that it was lactating before it had given birth. So it's a special case who's from the mute. But in general, when I don't know, can I be cautious? What? Can I go bust a rope? Yes. Go ahead. Now Rabbi Yochanan is beautiful also. Go ahead. Let's see inside. Go ahead, guys. Oh, and Daf Hamad Aleph. Is it Hamad Aleph or Hamad Beis? I looked it up and it's Hamad Beis. Rabbi Yochanan ate from Shechita Skusi. Will it go ahead below what? Remember Remeir threw out all the Kusim because they found him bowing down to a Demus Yonah?
Yeah.
Even though it was a minority? But he answered everyone. Remember he threw them all out? Rabbi Yochanan says, I'm sorry. I'm not Chayesh Lemuta. I ate from Shechita Skusi. Go ahead. Now it fits beautiful. Rabbi Yochanan's Lishitoso. He also is not Chayesh Lemuta. Beautiful. Go ahead. Sorry, Yochsen, last parak in Kedushin. Gabe what? The Torah makes it if they have das lishol. What do we normally say about something that's an inanimate object? Sofik tumah b'rishus yochid is normally what? Tameh or tar? Normally tameh, but if it's on something that's an inanimate object that can't answer questions, tar. There's an exception to the rule. What's the exception? Go ahead. What's the case there? There's a tinok that plays with what? Rats. Let's assume it's playing with rats. Rove babies play with rats. A miu don't. And the isa was tahar. You go into a room and you see a what? You see a baby playing with the doll. So what do you say? Remeir says it's tomei. Why does Remeir say it's tomei? Why does Remeir? Because you take the mute of what? What's the din? Halacha l'maisa. Who holds what? Remeir says it's tahar. I made a mistake. Why does Remeir say it's tahar? You combine the mute of babies that don't play with rats with the chazak of the doe being tahara. Smoke mute to the chazak of Islay Ruba. Why did the Chum say matame? The mute's like nothing. Ruba of chazak of Ruba. If rove babies play with rats, and the chazak is the east is tahar. So it's Ruba v'chazak v'rubadiv. Yes? So therefore, what is Rabbi Yochanan Paskin over there? Tolan. What does tolan mean? You can't eat the dough. You can't burn it. What do you see from there? Mashmanami?
Mashmanami
to
Rabbi Yochanan Kirabanan or Mayor's Berlin.
The Rabbi Yochanan holds like the Rabbanan that we go by Sharov. That's why you're not allowed to assume it's tahar. Yes? Rabbi Yochanan says tolan. You don't eat it, you don't burn it. So you see the Rabbanan is what? See, Rabbi Yochanan is not Chayesh Lemiut. See, he doesn't hold like Remeir. I don't know why he doesn't say burn it, though. I would want him to say burn it. Why does he say tolan over there? I would want him to actually burn it, though. You know, but he says, okay, at least he doesn't allow you to eat it. You know what I'm saying? That's what he wants to say. The Rabbanan made it like Dash Lishol. And they're Tomei Misafik. Okay, that's Tomei Misafik. The one case is the Tinok Betzad Isa and the Tarnagol. Shenakob Isa Shel Truma. So we say normally there's no Das Lishol, it's Tahar, even Rosh Yochan. Here the Chumim made it like what has Das Lishol. And they say that it was considered to be Tomei. Or they say at least Tahar. Allah they say Tolan. What does Tolan mean? You can't eat it. It's like a Suffolk. I won't burn it either. I don't know why you don't burn it. If you're not Chosh Lemuta, why don't you say Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif? I'll tell you why, because maybe we're afraid you're going to burn Truma. You know, you don't want to be in a situation like that. You want to hand me the Kedushin there? Joah, Mesekus Kedushin. Thanks a lot. I'm just bothered by, why don't you burn the thing? You understand what I'm saying that time? Why does the Rabbi Yochanan say Tolan? You leave it up. Tolan dot tires. You don't need it or burn it. Why don't you burn it? You see from this, thank you very much. You see from this, the Rabbi Yochanan holds what? That we're not Chayesh Lemuta. You look at Kedushin and Dapay. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say Tolan? Should burn the thing, Amaisa. He says, Ruba v'chazaka ruba adif. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein zu chazaka sorfen la truma. He says, it's not a good chazaka. He doesn't like the chazaka. Why doesn't he like the chazaka? He says, this is not the chazaka. Okay, yeah, I don't know why he doesn't want to. He says, not a chazaka. Okay, we gotta look into that. Why do they say, why does Rabbi Yochanan not burn the whole thing? But whatever the case is, he doesn't allow you to eat it. Because he's choshesh l'wad, he's not choshesh l'myutah. Okay? So Rabbi Yochanan fits beautifully as well. Go ahead. Weiter. Hadam Rabbi Yochanan. The two things we got to look into in this Taisus, number one is that Gemara Kedushin, and number two about that notion of the Chazaka, that before it gave birth, it wasn't Kaddish. Who cares before it gave birth? Tosha said, Nein Lomar. You don't combine it with Chazaka. Maybe we're only close to me when you combine it with the Chazaka. The Chazaka he says here is that it wasn't Kaddish. Because in utero, it's not Kaddish. Only when it gives birth through the womb, it gets Kedusha. What do you mean, beforehand? What about all the other animals? Okay, go ahead, Sam. Hadam Rabbi Yochanan v'sot perikin ma'amidim. Right, fish brine. The brine of fish, Reb Meir says you can't eat it because we're afraid goyim put wine in it. Can't drink goyim's wine. Stam yenim. Or yayin nesach for that matter. Go ahead. Ugvinos. Also cheeses. Some of those behemoths they deified. And they made cheese out of those behemoths. That's a stam mishnah on what dafin of Avodah Zarah? Lamed heim and beis. Stomach Reb Meir. There's a stam mishnah that's taught Reb Meir. That's Reb Yochanan in Lamed Testament Beis says that the Mishnah on Lamed Hamed Beis, Jake, is Stam Mishnah according to Reb Meir. You don't make a Stam Mishnah unless you hold like it, Alach Lamaisa. So we're just saying all along, Reb Yochanan is not Chosh Lemuta. Here we see Chosh Lemuta. Go ahead, how do you get out of it? The Hassam.
The Hassam Havis Stam the
Bachrakach. Oh, that's a Stam Bachrakach Machokas. Go ahead, Veresh. Exactly. You know what Stam Bachrach Machlokes is? The Mishnah Lamed Hamed Beis is presented as a Stam Mishnah. Then five blot later, Hamed Beis is presented Machlokes of Meir of Shum Gamliel. Whenever there's a Stam Bachrach Machlokes, you pass like the Machlokes. You don't hold like the Stam. The Stam has no weight anymore because it's followed after a Machlokes. So normally you pass like a Stam Mishnah straight up, but since it has no more, it doesn't have any weight anymore because it's followed up by a Machlokes. And we pass like a Shum Gamliel over there. That's not chayish. So don't give me a business that Rabbi Yochanan is chayish lemuta because he made a stam mishnah like Reb Meir. No, that stam mishnah is followed after machlekes in there for what? It puts down the weight, weakens making the stam mishnah like Reb Meir. That's the chiddush we want to bring out here. Okay, so it's not really like a stam mishnah. So up till now, tomorrow we got to finish this tais inside. We're up to here now in the tais. I want you to chazer it over. Okay, it's two nakudas in this tais. The Ein Lomar. The Tais they wanted to say maybe you only go Chosh Lemuta when there's a Chazaka. He says there is no Chazaka. And also the Gemara Kiddushin, why he didn't say what? Why didn't he say burn it? If you hold Ruba Chazaka Rubata, just burn the thing. Why don't you just burn it? Okay, let's close with the following. So we're up to here in Tais. Everyone got it?
Yeah.
We'll finish it tomorrow, B'ezras Hashem, inside, we netter. But I want to close with the following. And that is that there's an interesting Chiddush here that emerges. Lamai said that the Marsha points out that we'll also finish up tomorrow, but I want to just start it now. The Marsha writes, do you remember Ravashi earlier on Testament Beis? I think it was on Testament Aleph, actually. Ravashi on Testament is answered the shal on the bottom of Testament Aleph by Rav Abba, I think it was. Remember the wolf came back with the kishkas?
Yeah.
And he had his, what, teeth in the hole? Remember that? Who asked that? Rav Abba? Who was it in Testament off on the bottom? Rav Abba, I think, asked the kasha. Oh, they asked the Shiloh from Abba. What does it say in Testament Beis? I'm Ravashi Tashma Slochis. Ravashi in Testament Beis answers it from Slochis, which is Paraduma, the canister about the Mechatis. Is that correct? So the Marsha has a stunning kasha here. You know what the Marsha asks on the Maskav Aleichish? He says, why didn't Ravashi, how do we start off Shir today? Where did Rav Ashi learn Ro from? Shchita Atzma. Shchita Atzma. The same Rav Ashi, why is he trying to answer the Shaila from Slochis? Why doesn't he answer from Shchita itself? Isn't that a bomb kasher? We're not kosher for Nekev on the Veshet, but Makam Shchita. So just like you're not kosher for the Nekev there, you're not kosher when the wolf brings back the Kishkas. We don't assume there's a hole by the Kishkas. Just like we don't assume there's a hole by the Shechita. Why is Rav Ashi answering from Sloikas by Paraduma? What, to show off his Bekiyas? He was a tzaddik. He was an on of Rav Ashi. Ravina Rashi wrote the Gemara. We know he knew Shas. What, are you trying to show his Bekiyas because Sloikas? Why don't you answer Mishkit yourself? And how do you know Rav Ashi recognizes Mishkit himself? He himself says it in Alpha and Beis. Shkita Atzma. We tie the beginning of Shir with the end of Shir. You follow me? Shkita Atzma. So Frek the Marshoa, he says, what on earth is Rav Ashi doing? That's a kasha the Marshoa has. Amazing, no? Now, Lamaisa, the Taisa Rosh adds on, there's no tzorach to check a behemoth after Shkita from any of the Yilches Treifas. None at all. We are not Chesh L'miyuta. That's the halacha. Taisa Rosh says, we say that halacha L'maisa. We don't do it halacha L'maisa. We don't check it. And we'll have to go through all the what? All the dinim halacha L'maisa of the Bedika or not. Let's just close with the Shita of Yitzchak Levi. What's the din halacha L'maisa if you didn't check the, if you L'maisa, you didn't check the long? What's the din? Rabban matters like Rashi. Most Rishonim matter even without checking the lung. Rashi matters at the Rabban. Who answers it? Reb Yitzchak Halevi. If he took the lung before it was checked, the behemoth is usher. Only by the kitzkitz are we makel. But on the lung, we're not makel. According to Reb Yitzchak Halevi. Who do we paskin like? Paskin Rov Rishonim say it's mutter, even if he didn't check the lung. Halacha l'maisa. We'll get to the details tomorrow on this. We'll continue with the Tyson side, and I'll try to answer the Marshall's Scotch for the show. Okay, everyone have a good day. Let's stop at Mincha. Okay, the two guys over here. We've got. Did you daven yet, Dr. Dasher? You did daven yet. Okay, let's Yud, bring in. You bring in more Yud. Yud.